Blog Talk Radio.
Best wishes to my former Martin mentor. She will be a
married lady before the end of the day. So congratulations to she and her soon-to-be hubby. And I'm talking about Whitney Dennis in Louisiana. Soon will be a Tennessee resident. So congratulations and best wishes to the entire wedding party. And anybody and all that are getting married today or celebrating birthdays. Happy birthday to Derek Richardson. Some of you know him as Swagger. And if you in Jackson and you ever go to the Work of Art, you catch him at the Work of Art Salon where he can really hook up your eyebrows and hair if you have a special request. And he might be at the salon today, so if you're in that area, tell him happy birthday. And happy birthday to Ron Johnson, also fabulous, multi-talented performing artist, longtime friend of mine. Today is his birthday also, and we'll talk about celebrity birthdays also, but this is a brief edition. Will be about 45 minutes at the most this morning, and I'm looking forward to seeing some of you that will be in the North Jackson vicinity of Target, specifically PetSmart, because I am a volunteer with Carol No Kill Animal Shelter, and so we will be having an adoption, of course, fundraiser event at PetSmart located on I-55 North near East Kyline Road. And there's other Carol events, too, I need to share with you. There's a big event happening next month on August the 24th, and if you don't know about it, you would definitely be hearing about it from me and others also. So, I just thank you so much for your support. And we're talking, summer films. I was hoping we could talk more music. We probably would need to talk about the music next week, but let's talk about films and books. And you can call in and chat with me in the chat room, 714-409-0614. I'm not looking at the screen right now. Because right when I opened my email up as I began the show, I mentioned yesterday, let's talk about some books. Well, Nuke.com sent me an email regarding the books that are trending with Nuke.com. And starting at number 20 is Rose Harbor in Bloom, part of the Rose Harbor series. And that book is these are e-books, by Debbie McComber. And then there's number 19, Kitty in the Underworld by Carrie Vaughn. There's Star Attraction by Allison Sweeney, another Nuke ebook. And that's number 18. 17 is These Things Hidden by Heather Gudenkauf. The Blood Sugar Solution by Mark Hyman, MD. Bad Medicine, a suspense novel by Eileen Dreyer. Number 14, Rose Kennedy by Barbara A. Perry. 13, Afterburn by Sylvia Day. The Dirty Streets of Heaven by Tad Williams. Aftershock by Sylvia Day. Spellbound by Sylvia Day. Also a book written by Jackie Robinson, I Never Had It Made by Jackie Robinson. The Blood Sugar Solution Cookbook, number 8, by Mark Hyman, MD. The Husband's Secret, by Lianne Moriarty. The Feud, Dean King. The Midwife of Hope River, by Patricia Harman. Bliss Happened, by Kim Douglas. Shadow of King, Pendragon's Banner series, number 3, by Helen Hollick. And number 2, Pendragon's Banner, Pendragon Pendragon's Banner Series number 2. And at number 1, Lady of English by Elizabeth Chadwick. That's the trend in Nook books, the e-books, and that comes from Nook.com. And their bestseller, I was looking at the book. Well, let's see, the new releases for this coming up Tuesday. Let's see. They also sent me the best sellers. And remember, you can visit Barnes & Noble, and you can purchase my cousin's book at Barnes & Noble's also, and the Ziblets. Cousin Linda, The Adventures of Myrna's Adventures, right? I know, it's on the tip of my tongue. So that was just right on it. I mean, this email just came in. Also, New Summer Roundup, Dan Brown's Inferno, All the Summer Girls by Meg Donahue, Stephen King, The Shining, a New York Times bestsellers. That, if you're not reading, should be thinking about reading. Bill O'Reilly's Killing Kennedy, America the Beautiful by Ben Carson, The Ocean of the End of the at the End of the Lane by Neil Gaiman. If You Lived Here, I'll Know Your Name, Heather Lindy. Those are bestsellers. And also Bad Monkey is another trending book. Carl Hyson, Bad Monkey. And that's from Barnes & Noble, Nook.com. Check out those trending Nook books that are ever so popular. Excuse me. And so today in history, courtesy of DallasNews.com. Again, if today is your birthday, and if you're a summer baby like myself, my birthday is in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from this weekend, my birthday is on a Sunday. So 2 weeks from tomorrow, we'll be turning 4 or 5, and I'm excited. If today is your birthday, though, you're celebrating your birthday with actress comedian. She is so hilarious. And when I was a little girl, I was a big fan of her mother's music, like many of you. Minnie Riperton, that's her mother. Maya Rudolph, Saturday Night Live, Bridesmaids. She's 41 years old today. Norman Lear, TV producer, is 91. Jerry Van Dyke, actor, is 82. Bobby Gentry, country singer, is 69. Peggy Fleming, figure skater, 65. Maureen McGovern, singer, is 64. Carol Leifer, comedian, 57. Bill Invale, that's how you pronounce his name, comedian, blue collar TV, 56. Stacey Dean Campbell, country singer, 46. Juliana Hatfield, rock singer, 46. Julianne McMahon, actor, Nip Tuck, 45. Jonathan Rhys Meyers, everyone, very hot, actor, The Tudors, 36. Cheyenne Kimball, country singer, 23. And New York Yankees, oh man, third baseman, superstar sportsman, Alex Rodriguez, 38 years old today. So happy birthday to you guys. And again, happy birthday to you if today is that special day and that special weekend for you. I'm looking forward to my birthday. And it's going to be a pamper me weekend for me. I don't have any major plans. I'm just, I didn't know if I'd be here in Dallas because one of my gifts to myself is I wanted to be in school, and the admission director at Oakland School wanted me to be in school too. But at least I am transforming my body. I will be looking the way I would want it to look for my birthday. I feel that, and I would be, and by it being a pamper weekend, it would be like a weekend of, you know, improvement. You know, so I'm looking forward to a pamper me weekend, and appreciating those that do send me love and do send me best wishes on my birthday. And like I like to do, the month of August, I'll recognize my birthday by doing things that I love to do and spending time with people who mutually would like to spend time with me and work with me and all that good stuff. So I'm super excited for the month of August because You know, it's a good thing if you're blessed to see your birthday, right? It is. Even those of you that say, well, I don't celebrate my birthday, just another day. Yes, it's another day, but it still is a day to be celebrated of when you entered this world and God blessed you and your parents blessed you to come into this world. On this day in history, on July 27, 1953, the Korean War armistice was signed at Parnajom, ended 3 years of fighting. And in 1694, the Bank of England received a royal charter as a commercial institution. 1789, Congress established the Department of Foreign Affairs, the forerunner of the State Department. In 1794, French revolutionary leader Maximilien Robespierre was overthrown and placed under arrest. He was executed the following day. 1861, Union General George B. McClellan was put in command in the Army of the Potomac. And in 1866, after two failures, Cyrus W. Field succeeded in laying the first underwater telegraph cable between North America and Europe. And in 1940, Bugs Bunny made his debut in the Warner Brothers animated cartoon, A Wild Hair. I love me some Bugs Bunny. In 1960, Vice President Richard M. Nixon was nominated for the president at the Republican National Convention in Chicago. And in 1967, in the wake of urban rioting, President Lyndon B. Johnson, LBJ, appointed the Colonel Commission to assess the causes of the violence. And in 1974, the House Judiciary Committee voted 27-11 to recommend President Richard M. Nixon's impeachment on a charge that he had personally engaged in a course of conduct designed to obstruct justice in the Watergate case. 1980, the deposed Shah of Iran died in Egypt at age 60. I remember that. I was 11, 12. I was deep into news and politics, and I remember that. 1995, the Korean War Veterans Memorial was dedicated in Washington, D.C. In 1996, a pipe bomb exploded at a public park during the Olympic Games in Atlanta, killing one person and injuring more than 100. That was something. Wow, that was really wild when that news broke of a bomb exploding at the Olympic Games in Atlanta. 2003, comedian Bob Hope died at 100, the age 100. Bob Hope, wow, was he not hilarious. 2003, Lance Armstrong won a record time fifth straight Tour de France title. And in 2005, Ahmed Rissam, an Algerian who plotted to bomb the Los Angeles airport on the eve of the millennium, was sentenced to 22 years in prison. So thank you to Dallas News, the Dallas Morning News, Today in History. I love it. My cousin Linda, if you're Facebook friends with her, she shares history also, and I think it comes from a Jewish blog, and then another like a history blog, a history newsletter, and it's always amazing facts of history. So, you know, again, shout out also to Davidson Inventions. Thank you so much for working with me, and thank you all for supporting as I confidentially work with Davidson.com based in Pittsburgh regarding my one of my invention ideas. And just thank you. And I keep you updated also. So I'm looking at an email that I've received regarding Mr. Davidson, the founder of the company, will be live on the radio on Monday. The founder of Davidson Inventions will be on KTRS's Smart Living with Victoria in Baboo, St. Louis, Missouri at 9:20 and then at 9:45 a.m. And he will be talking to the crew at KMA AM and FM, the Dean and Don radio show in Omaha, Nebraska. He'll be talking about our better way to invent and the creative design facility, Invention Land, at Davidson's facilities. So, again, you would be able to catch the founder, Mr. Davidson, of Davidson Inventions, live on air if you want to, like, know a little bit more about what I'm talking about. And a lot of you know a lot, and many of you are inventors also and probably have worked with Davidson. But, again, you can catch him on Monday, July 29th at 9:20, as he will be talking to KTRS at Smart Living with Victoria in Babu, St. Louis, Missouri. And then at 9:45 a.m., we'll be talking to the crew, KMA AM and FM, the Dean and Dunn radio show in Omaha, Nebraska. So he's going to be talking about Davidson Inventions, Better Way to Invent, and their and the creative design facility called Invention Land. So be sure to check it all out. I do my best to share and post and give you more information on my various social networking sites also. Okay, and again, shout out also to New Show Studios also, whom I'm working with regarding my reality show idea. So I'm looking at some more stories because we're going to talk about movies, and I've been looking at, like, the hot movies of all time. I have been looking at some of those, like some of the most favorite and most popular movies, summer movies that have ever been released in all time. But I will play a little music and PSAs. I know, please excuse the silence every once in a while. As you can imagine, my phone has disappeared. It was like right in front of me. And it has, like, disappeared. So I'm, like, fiddling around for it. So once the song is playing, I will locate it. I'm just telling it like it is, telling the truth. They say the truth will set you free. And it does, most definitely. I've been loving the stories and the documentaries regarding the royal family and Duchess Catherine and Prince William. It's been some awesome broadcasts that's been happening regarding the history of the royal family and Prince William and Duchess Catherine and the future of the royal bundle of joy, Prince George Alexander Lewis. I can't wait to see their family portrait. I just know it's going to be like an awesome picture. Here's Dread Day's Protection.
I'm thinking life is nothing but trouble. Always. Works on you double fine, fucking with the lights on, ass double wide, in between the sheets, Undercover bride looking like a model, sex like a porn star. I'm gonna go hard, baby, I'm a born star. Domestic swag in a foreign car. Doors open like I came with a crowbar. Never slow down, I slow motion. Sipping on lean like a slow potion. Coasting west by the ocean, best by devotion. Tested by most men, adored by the women. And I can't lie, I just wanna run up in them.
Makeover, and I was like, I'm overweight now, and if I would ever be chosen, I would like to lose the weight. So I'm losing the weight. Maybe if she didn't have that show yet, maybe she would have it when the new season began. I don't know. But she's always doing makeover shows. And I was watching Raisha Ray on someone's show recently, and she was talking about how she never thought her show would be a makeover show. But that's one of her favorite things she loved to do is do makeovers. I thought that was funny. But I've always loved doing makeovers on other people and consulting other people. So, you know, I'm in the midst of a makeover of my entire life. So definitely, you know, that would be fun. But let's go on. I want to talk about the favorite summer movies of all time, so I need to get to that, but not before playing more music, and it's almost time. I'll only have about 9 more minutes before the end of broadcast. And remember, if you're in North Jackson, or if you're far away, visit Carol, CARAMS.org, to find out more about Carol No Kill Animal Shelter. Big shout out to all my friends worldwide, my friends in the UK. Shout out to my Purple Pete friend. All my purple peeps, but especially Purple Man, Party Man, Perry Gorton in the UK. He and I are longtime Facebook BFFs, and I just love networking with him. He's been feeling a little under the weather, a lot under the weather recently, but, you know, that purple is in our blood, in our veins, so, you know, you can't keep purple people down for long, so I don't even think he was ever down, but he was feeling a little under the weather, and now he's feeling good, and God bless you. You have definitely been in my prayers, Perry. Thank you for poking me a few minutes ago, so I vibing that you might be listening to the show this afternoon, so thank you, and I'll be talking with you. So it's just been fun. Monday we're going to continue talking about the proper summer diets and summer fitness tips and healthy living tips, healthy eating, exercise, and all that. We can never talk enough about living healthier and happier lives.
Whatever you want,
I love it, Pappy. Aye, aye, aye. Oh, man, Peter Cook would like for everyone to check out the Hard Rock song about the economy called Fiscal Cliff. And Peter Cook will be a guest in the near future to talk about the music business on stage and behind the scenes. The song will be launching on iTunes in the next day or so, so please help get this unique song into the charts. It would be awesome. It might even change a few minds for a better world, is what Peter Cook says on the event page that he has on Facebook. And the song is a slightly ironic hard rock anthem for hard times and the hard road to recovery. The story and lyrics cover economics, banking, suicide, false gods, false hopes, salvation, repentance, environmentalism, sustainability, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. The usual stuff, really. I'm waiting for One Direction to do a cover version now. The message is both a fun one and with some important lessons for bankers, economists, politicians, church ministers, social workers, and the social workers. Spinal Tappers, Spinal Crackers, Fiscal Cliff features the Lord's Prayer in the Middle 8, as seen from the view of an economist, and it's produced by Bernie Torme, Ace Guitars with GMT, Ozzy Osbourne, Ian Gillian et al., and featuring a Swiss banker on vocals, bass by the wonderful Andy Price of Scarlet Ray and the Cherry Reds, drums by Mike Animal Grigson. Illustrations by Simon Heath, the art world, video by Val Witter of exclamation upside down 54 New Media to be released shortly. And he says he hopes to see everyone at the launch party with some surprise offerings. So on and offline, I'm assuming, the launch party. So that is a message from Peter Cook. And looking forward to him being a guest. I'm quite sure he would be a guest real soon to promote this song. Wow, I'm going to jump the fiscal cliff. Wow. And I want to talk about the 20 summer movies that of all time, if I have time. Seems like I'm running out of time. And I want to talk about the movies that we should have seen if we haven't seen. I know I'm behind on my movies. The last movie I've seen was Oz. I know, so I'm behind. I'm behind big time, because I still want to see The Great Gatsby and a few others. And Wolverine, I was looking at statistics this past weekend. I see we're 51% of the box office. So congratulations to Wolverine. So it looked like might be talking more about the films on Monday instead of saving it for next Saturday. We'll talk about it on Monday, because there's an article that I feel I need to share with you right now, and it is time to conclude the broadcast. And I need to begin, I need to do my morning things and get ready to go to the CARA event. Indie record labels would support Spotify boycotts by their artists. And many of us like Spotify, right, with the awesome music by our favorite musicians and so on. But this is something written by Jason Cherkis and Timothy Stenovec in HuffPost. And it reads that in mid-July, Radiohead frontman Thom Yorke and his longtime producer and collaborator Nigel Godrich announced that they were pulling their songs from Spotify. They argued that the online streaming service may be good for its investors, but it was bad for artists' bottom lines. All those press attention and debate that followed have not caused a mass boycott, the company told HuffPost. But in multiple interviews, owners and executives of indie recording labels across the country said they would support the decision of an individual artist who wanted to pull out of Spotify, although few seem to actively encourage it. At least one more prominent artist told HuffPost he would pull out of the Spotify. Eric Hilton, who is one half of the band Thievery Corporation, who also runs ECL Music, said in an email that he would be joining York. I've always spoken out about Spotify and today's streaming sites 100% negatively. Thievery Corporation intends to join York and not participate with Spotify, which is especially dangerous to the livelihood of artists, Hilton wrote. Thank you, Thom Yorke, for having the guts to stand up to the new techno-feudalistic gulag exploring all artists. At the time of publication, Thievery Corporation recordings were still listed on Spotify. Spotify did not agree to comment on the record for this story, nor did any of the major labels that HuffPost contacted. A Spotify source said the Horse label, XL Recordings, had asked the company to pull the singer's songs off the site. XL Recordings refused to comment. The indie labels were more forthcoming besides supporting the decision of their artists. Some also suggested that Spotify might actually be helpful to bands just starting out. Laura Ballas, co-founder and owner of Merge Records, said she would let her artists pull out of Spotify. She noted that one of them, the singer-songwriter, Mort Ezel of American Music Club fame, had requested a temporary ban. "We will let them refrain from having their music up there if that is what they prefer," Ballas explained via email. "The only artist we have had to do that so far is Mort Ezel. He had us keep his record off Spotify for the first 3 months after it came out. But Ezel and Hilton are music veterans. They remember what it was like to actually make a living off CDs and vinyl. Profits on Spotify may never equal profits in the old days of Tower Records. Indeed, expectations that Spotify cash could pay a band's rent are low. It's not like we get a ton of money from Spotify anyway," said Todd Hyman, owner of Car Park Records, in discussing why he'd be willing to pull an artist off the streaming service. "Instead, labels and artists tend to see Spotify as just another tool to get their music noticed, similar to MTV in the 80s and early 90s. Shout out to Robert Pittman. Need to get in touch with Robert Pittman, Jackson native, who was the spearhead behind finding MTV. In the 80s, and now with, you know, Clear Channel, in the 80s and early 90s, when it helped hip-hop and grunge go mainstream, Chris Mannix, who performs under the name Peanut Butter Wolf and founded the indie hip-hop and soul label Stones Throw Records, said he appreciated the promo aspect of Spotify. "I barely think the good outweighs the bad," he wrote in via email, "but don't really push my artists for or against it. Maybe I need to talk to Thumb York," Mannix added, that he would support his artists if they wanted to leave Spotify. Caleb Bratton, the founder of indie label of the moment, Sacred Bones, agrees. "If a band wanted to be pulled from Spotify, he would happily do so," he said. "Spotify for up-and-coming artists is more of a promotional platform than a money-making one. As we know now, Spotify is not a money-making platform for anyone besides Spotify." Jasper Goggins, label manager for Mad Decent, noted that artists study to get their music in front of consumers, and consumers are listening through Spotify. "As a small independent label, I feel it's our primary duty to expose our artists to a larger audience, and the best way to do that is to get their music in front of active consumers," they explained in the email. "By removing music from Spotify, you're basically cutting off your nose to spite your face. Of course, I would love it if the royalties were higher, but we also have the majority of our music on SoundCloud, and that is the complete opposite model. We pay SoundCloud for the bandwidth." So I felt that that was a very important article to share with you right now. There's some other interesting stories also that I wish I could talk more on right now. But I really thank you so much for your support and for tuning in to this morning's broadcast of Weekend Edition, really. So with that said, I thank you. Have a happy weekend. I hope to see you later if you're in the North Jackson area, because I will be with Kara at PetSmart near Target on I-55 North, close to East Cumberland Road. Shout out and just have fun weekend. Do your best if you're not feeling good or going through something that's not too good. You know, keep your chin up like Tupac used to sing to us. Keep your chin up. Here's Casey Munchin, but really Dylan, because this is Bahama Mama. See, we're all high fashion. I wouldn't mind being in the Bahamas like right now. But thank you for tuning in, and we'll conclude the show the way I began it with Prince 3EG. You know, Prince is always talking about that too. You know, what the article I just shared, Prince have always talked on subject matters of that sort, right? I know. But again, thank you. Appreciate you. God bless. You've been listening to a weekend edition of Cut the Shark Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Jamaica right now.
Yuma! Listen up!
Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasa, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasa, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, did a backflip, then I landed in an opera, I rep that fucking Prada, I came from the water, see world high fashion, I'm looking like Madonna, young Casey Munch, gun, stunt so like this can't no more, creeping down the street, and I'm bumping fucking reggaeton, nine piece, eight balls, chirping on my cell phone, posted in Jamaica, smoking hella bone, get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up, get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up, and now I'm feeling so tropical, long hair, and it's coming out my follicle, try me, it ain't logical, rock too much, iced out, I'm looking like a popsicle, Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasa, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasa, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama mama. Thank you.
Thank you.